Welcome back to Vikings Connected. That's Aaron Newberg, and I'm Ben Lieber.
Big Cat is back, our NFC North expert.
Yes.
Here to talk about the game coming up on Sunday. He's Skyping in for an interview, and we're also going to talk about his appearance at the game, Big Cat in the Biggish City. So check it out.
All right, thanks a lot, Dan, for joining us. We're going to talk about the Bears and the Packers and the Vikings, but one last time, we'll talk about the Detroit Lions. And you were there a couple weeks ago, that big Hail Mary catch against the Packers, and you sat with Detroit Don and the superfan. How was that experience?
It was an unbelievable experience. I was a Detroit Lion fan for one single day in my life, and somehow Aaron Rodgers still ripped the heart out of my chest. But it was fun. Those guys are something else. They are diehard Lions fans. So I was doing my best. It didn't work out, as you know, a one in a billion shot with that Hail Mary.
What was it like just sitting with those guys throughout the whole game and at the culmination at the end of the game with the vibe of the stadium? And I'm guessing that everybody in Detroit is like, oh, here we go again. Just the most Detroit way to lose.
Yeah, it was a very Detroit way to lose. The two guys I was with, Detroit Don and Superfan, Detroit Don just wasn't speaking. I think the soul came out of his body. Superfan would just kept on mumbling, this is what happens when you're cursed. This is what happens when you're cursed. Yeah. So that kind of sums up the Lions perfectly, between the silent stare where you have no beating heart left and just admitting that you're cursed and nothing will ever change.
They didn't get kicked out this time?
No.
They're standing up and cheering?
They did not get kicked out. And they also, what really hurt was when the Lions were up and it looked like they were going to cruise to victory, there was a lot of talk about how this could maybe be the year the Lions just get some fluky wins and go all the way to the Super Bowl. So, especially hurtful.
What the hell?
The Packers are kind of back on what do you think?
The last time we talked, the Vikings were about to play the Packers. They were on the ropes. The Bears, which, I mean, I don't know if you guys want to thank me for the Bears beating the Packers on Thanksgiving night.
Yes,
we thank you.
We do.
Don't thank me, though. Thank the Bears.
Lots of gratitude.
The Packers looked like this was going to finally be the year where another team was going to ascend the NFC North, and then they just become the Packers again, and it's extremely frustrating, and I'm sure that we share the frustration together on that one.
Okay, well, now the conversation moves to this Sunday.
The Bears season has totally imploded with, actually...
Warning.
It's good that the Bears are on the road because they can't win at home. The last 2 weeks, they have given the 49ers and the Redskins, who had not won on the road all year, both of them their first road victory. So I'm happy to get on the road. I'm coming to Minnesota. The Bears are basically out. They're mathematically, I think there's a 0.5% chance. So it's time to play spoiler. And I'm sorry for what the Bears are going to do in advance.
You have a big game yourself, too, with the mascots coming up on Sunday.
I do.
You're the honorary coach. How are you preparing? How are you going to defeat the 5th and 6th graders?
Oh, it's little kids.
It's competition.
Okay, yeah. I'm not worried about little kids. And if the little kids think I'm going to take it easy on them, maybe they shouldn't come.
Okay.
Because I play to win. I don't care if you're a 5th grader, you're a 6th grader, you're a 4-year-old. I don't care. We're going to win. I'll shake their hands after. We'll say good game. But when we're between those lines, we're going full tilt.
I don't know what type of look you're going to go for. Maybe you go with the houndstooth hat. I don't know what you've got going on.
That's grow that look. Mustache out a little.
Maybe the Jack Del Rio leather coat. That's always been a classic look that I've been fond of. So, yeah, we'll think of something good.
Do you have a speech ready?
I have to get one.
Yep.
I didn't fully realize how the importance of this. I didn't realize that we were playing 5th and 6th graders. So now it ratchets up a little bit. I got to get ready to go.
Pressure's on.
Exactly.
Yeah, those mascots, you know, they can't give you much feedback because they can't talk.
Right.
You know, they're mute.
So that's a mascot rule, right?
Like I believe so.
They're like mimes?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's going to be
they
tough.
They speak through action.
Yeah.
I'm not really, you know, in the furry world, but I hear that they can't talk.
You sure?
Publicly, I'll say no. I don't know. Privately, I'll see you at the convention this summer.
There we go.
All right. As always, thanks a lot, Dan Katz from Barstool Sports. We appreciate it, and we will see you at halftime of the Vikings-Bears game.
As well as in the parking lot and outside the game. So we'll be out and about all day. So look for us. We'll have a good time. We'll hit up some tailgates. Probably get some memories for what should be a victory for the Bears.